Scripture reading is Malachi 3:7-10. Let me read for you. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will men rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Amen.
온전한 십일조와 헌물 세 번째 시간입니다.
This is the third session of whole tithe and offerings. In the last session, I talked about the spiritual principle as to how we can receive blessings by giving a tithe. Jesus was born in a manger and he lived a life in poverty to redeem us from poverty. So if we keep his commandments, and believe in the sacrifice of the Lord, we can also receive blessings and live a rich life. Malachi 3:11 says, Then I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. So if you give whole tithe, you can be protected from accidents, incidents, disasters. And that is, if you do not commit the sins leading to death. Even though you have fame and money and power, you don't know what will happen tomorrow. So you'll have to worry. You can't help but worry. And even though you are healthy, you don't know when you will lose your health. You don't know when you will get a disease. That is why they take a medical checkup and Even some young people nowadays, they get cancers. It's not that you don't have money and power and you don't have worries. It's not that you have money and power, you have no worries. But rather sometimes, many times, because you have a lot of power and money, you have more things to worry about to keep that power and money. But if you believe in God and just obey His words, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. And what a peaceful life this is. Even though you have a lot of money, you'll worry, oh, what if I lose it? What if I die tomorrow? And also, in the world, you don't know what will happen. But those who believe in the Lord, who are protected by God, you don't have to worry about. You know that you will be blessed and protected after a couple of years, 5, 10, 20 years. And you know how you can lead that kind of life through the messages. And I hope you will also lead that kind of life. So we can be protected when you give proper tithes and offerings, and you can be protected in your businesses and workplaces. And today's reading passage, Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. So you have to give the whole tithe. So from now, let me talk about the specifics of how you can give the whole tithe. And this whole tithe, when you go to other churches, you just hear that you have to give tithe. But you don't really hear about whole tithe. You don't often hear or think about giving whole tithe. All Christians, they know they have to give tithe about giving tithe. And it's one-tenth of your income. But you don't really hear about the proper concept of whole tithe. And even for senior pastor, In the 90s, he was saying, I heard, he knew that he had to give tithe when he was a new believer, and he began to obey. And in the Bible, in Malachi, there is this expression, the whole tithe. And also there is elaboration on that. So senior pastor paid attention to it, and he wanted to find out more. So people know, Christians, they know about tithe. But the Word of God says it's not just tithe, but whole tithe. So what is whole tithe? So he began to contemplate on it, and because he didn't get any proper teaching about it, so he prayed about it before God, and he received a revelation as to what it is exactly. And so with that, he is explaining to us all these specifics. When some of you are attending other churches before you came to this church, and after listening to the messages here, you realize that you are not really giving proper whole tithe. And now you are taught the proper ways of giving whole tithe, and you can receive blessings, proper whole blessings. And if senior pastor didn't think about it properly, deeply, and we could have just thought that we are giving proper tithe, even though we are not giving whole tithe. But because the senior pastor paid attention to it, prayed about it, and received the revelation about it, and because he taught us, we can also follow this Word of God and give proper whole tithe and receive blessings. And so I hope you will receive all the blessings that God has prepared for you by giving whole tithe. Some children, when they grow up and they have their own income, they show expression of their thanksgiving to their parents. It is the proper course of man to follow. And God is the Father who gave us both spirit and physical life. So it is a natural course of man to give tithes to the Father God. David said in 1 Chronicles 29:14, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer as generously as this? For all things come from you, and from your hand we have given you." To build the temple of God, many people brought the offerings, the materials and offerings, and they gave with joy. And whatever they gave, it was what the Lord had given to them first. So David said, "From your hand we have given you." So everything came from God, and we give just a part of what we received from God. This is tithe. Nevertheless, if we give tithes, God gives us blessings. But some people say it is not proper faith to give tithe just to receive blessings. So is it really true? God promised us many blessings in many parts of the Bible. He promised that if we practice the Word of God, He will give us both material and spiritual blessings. He said, "We will not lend, we'll lend and not borrow. We'll receive blessings whether we come in or go out." And people like people of God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Daniel, his three friends, they were blessed, and they received both spiritual and material blessings. And one of them, one of the good examples is our senior pastor too. And God received glory through those people who received blessings, and through them, God's kingdom was enlarged. So, of course, we are not leading a Christian life just to receive material blessings. But the blessing, material blessing is a fruit that is born by leading a good, proper Christian life. Because God promised us. We can follow God's words only when we have faith. So to receive blessings is an act of faith, because we believe the word of God and we practice it. And we follow His words, we give to Him, we keep His words, and God is pleased, and God gives us blessings. It's not just to get, you know, it's not just the desire to receive financial and material blessings. And we don't just obey the words of God about material things. We keep all the words of God by believing them, by believing God. So this is not improper action, improper act, but it is to have true faith. But of course, it's not right to focus on money, fame, and power. We have to become good stewards of God. If we are given any money, fame, and power, we have to be able to use them for God's glory. God is pleased with these things, these people, and God can give them even more powers, even more fame. So Senior Pastor says these messages about whole tithe and offerings is His own testimony. The secret to receiving blessings for Him is that He didn't consider anything as His own, but He spent everything only for only according to the will of God, and God gave Him more and more. As He said, as the senior pastor taught us, and as He showed us His example, I hope you will lead a proper Christian life so that you can receive increasingly more blessings day after day. The way to give tithes is very simple. Simply put, you have to give 10% of your income. And so, to make it more simple, you can give more than enough, more than 10%. You don't have to calculate or anything. But because people's faith, the level of faith is different, some people, they don't have proper understanding of how tithe should be given. I'm explaining all these details. So first, you have to give from the total income. Some people, they take the total income in a wrong way. For example, suppose your salary is $1,000. And you take out all the taxes and pension and everything, and what you have in hand is $800. And you think your total income is $800 and you gave $80 of tithe. Is it right? Of course not. You have to give the tithe for $1,000, which is your total income. So when you get a paycheck, you hear about this, you learn about this, you know, your salary is what the company is giving to you. That's your income. And of course, you have to pay the tax and some pension and insurance or things like that. And what you have in hand is less than the nominal salary. So after, taking out the taxes and everything, if you have only $800 left, you cannot just give $80 as your tithe. So even the taxes, pension, and insurance money, that's paid from your income. And later, you enjoy the benefits of the things, of the pension and insurance and even the taxes. You know, you get benefits from the government later. So, those who are not receiving salaries, they don't pay these things. So, if you are receive a monthly salaries, then you have to consider your nominal total income. And also, if you get treated to a meal, or if you receive any presents, you have to give tithes for them too. You have to know the usual common price of the presents that you receive and give the tithes. But it's many times it's not easy to estimate the price of each present you get. So what you can do is just give more. I mean, give enough. So you... Some people, when they give presents to others, you know, they might worry that the one who is receiving it might think it's a very it has a high price. But so you tell them how much it costs actually. So I'm not saying you have to do that. But anyway, what you can do is just set apart enough, you know, whatever you get. Presents or cash gifts, if you have traded to a meal, anything, you can give just enough. Also, you have some extra income, and you have to include these too. Of course, you have bonuses from time to time, or some incentive bonus. So any kind of extra income, you have to set apart the tithe for them. Some people, they give the tithe only from regular income, but you have to give the tithe for irregular income, and you have to give tithe for the income that is not in cash also, you know, any kind of any kind of thing. Secondly, you have to set apart the tithe from other offerings. Some people, they take out the offerings given to God, and they give the tithe from the remaining. So after giving thanksgiving, charitable work, membership fees in the church groups, and they take out all the other offerings, and then they calculate this income, the remaining income, and they give tithe only for that. Or they give the tithe from the total income, and they divide this tithe into many kinds of offerings. Suppose you have $1,000 income, and the tithe is $100. And other than $100, you give construction offerings. So you give, from $1,000, you give construction, thanksgiving, and some other kinds of offerings, which is worth for about $100. So if you take out this $100, you have $900 remaining. And you give tithe only for the $900, which is $90. And this is not right. Okay, say you, from $1,000, you set apart $100. But then you give $70 as tithes and $30 as a construction offering. That is not right. Some people, they put this $100 in your tithe, and they write on the envelope, please spend some part of it as a charitable work, and this is not right either. Tithe has to be strictly tithe. And if you want to give offerings for other purposes, then you have to give separate offerings under that name, under that title, for that purpose. So you have to give tithe as tithe, strictly, and for other, and if for these tithes, the financial committee members of the church, they will spend this offering for, you know, as they see fit the best for the church. So the best for the church, church's situation. And if you want to, if you want your offerings to be spent for a specific purpose, you can give them after giving your whole tithe. You can give maybe missionary offerings, or you can donate to a particular group of mission groups in the church. Then if you specify your purpose of the offering, then the church will hand it over to spend it strictly for that purpose. Suppose you want to offer a piano to the church, and if you give the offering for a piano, then they will not spend it for missionary offerings. They will strictly spend it for a piano. So you can give these things only after you give the whole tithe first. So you have to set apart this tithe from any other kinds of offerings, because God, tithes belong to God. Even though you give to God, if you give this tithe for other purposes, it means you are spending God's, what belongs to God, at your own discretion. So these tithes have to be strictly given to God as tithes, and the church will decide where to spend this offering. So it is not right for you to decide what this tithe has to be spent for. And for any other kinds of offerings, you have to give with your faith outside from the tithes. For other kinds of offerings, you receive rewards in heaven later. Especially construction offerings, it will be spent to build your house in heaven. Suppose you gave thanksgiving offerings and construction offerings and everything else, but you didn't give tithes. But you then you can't receive blessings because you stole from God. Some people, they give a lot of thanksgiving offerings and construction offerings, and if they don't receive blessings, they should check. Maybe they were giving the tithe in a wrong way. Without giving proper whole tithe, you donate a lot. You give offerings to God a lot in so many other purposes. And if you divided, you know, some parts of your tithes to give those offerings, then you can't receive proper blessings. Suppose you brought $100 for tithe, but there was somebody who is in need, and or you think like, if it, when I give this $100 as tithe, this money will spend, will be spent for charitable work anyway, so I will just give it to him, some part of it, and give only $50 for tithe. And this is not right. You have to separate and set apart tithe, the whole tithe, before spending it for any other purpose. I hope you will avoid this kind of situation so to be able to receive blessings properly. And for other offerings like construction offerings and thanksgiving offerings, it will all be rewards in your heaven. And for some offerings, your house will be built in heaven, gardens will be made, and so many other things in heaven. But tithe will not be your reward, because tithe is a promise of God that He will bless us until our storehouse overflows. So through these tithes, God gives us blessings in our families, children, and everywhere, in all respects. So we are also protected. health-wise, we are protected from disasters, accidents, and our soul prospers and we receive blessings in business field, business places and workplaces. So, tithes are given as blessings on this earth. So, we give a tithe and we receive more blessings. And with these blessings, we give other kinds of offerings and we will have more rewards in heaven. Suppose you don't give tithes and give other offerings and you will, because you want the rewards in heaven? No. Without giving a whole tithe, it'll be a wall of sin against God and you won't receive any blessings. So the first priority is, of course, giving whole tithe. So you give whole tithe, then you can receive blessings, and with this blessing you can give for other kinds of offerings, and you can receive rewards in heaven. This is the proper order of things. So I hope you will get this concept right, and you will not create a unnecessarily a wall of between God and you, a barrier between you and God. Senior pastor heard about this tithe, having to give tithes. In the year he accepted the Lord, in a revival meeting he attended. And since then, he obeyed the word of God, so he never came empty-handed before God. So whenever he came to church, he gave thanksgiving offerings, construction offerings, even until now. So every week, he gives offerings three times. Because we have usually three times worship services, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. So he gives thanksgiving offerings and construction offerings three times. Three times a week, and also he gives many other kinds of offerings. Basically, he gives these offerings three times a week. And since he knew and understood the word of God, he's been obeying it up until now. After meeting God and believing in His Word, he has been just obeying it according to God's will. He threw away what the Bible says to throw away, and to he obeyed whatever the Bible says. And other than all these commands, he first memorized all these verses about blessings, especially. He was healed of all so many kinds of diseases after being bedridden for 7 years in his sickbed. But he was still having financial difficulty. So reading the Bible, he held on to all these promises of God about blessings. Because God is Almighty, and that Almighty God who healed him said he would bless us if we did certain things. So he wanted to receive blessings by believing in God and practicing His word. So it was not just his greed for money, but he wanted to believe in God, and because God is a good God, he wanted to keep His words and receive blessings from Him. So no matter what kind of financial difficulty he had, he gave more than enough of one-tenth. And he has been giving two-tenths and three-tenths, 20%, 30% of his income as tithes. And the same word of blessing is given to us too. If we act with faith, God will give us until it overflows. And how much did we hold on to those words of blessings? So I hope you will realize how you've been putting the word of God into practice and received blessings. So God blessed the senior pastor as God promised. And His word never wavered or changed. God keeps all his promises. And in case of a senior pastor, he gives these charitable work offerings. So more than 1,000 families receive charitable help in this church alone. And without that help, some senior members, senior people, they have a hard time without getting this charitable help. And he gives all the missionary offerings. Even though he's having a sabbatical, he is giving all these offerings that he is giving, and God has been blessing him abundantly so that he can still give all these offerings, even though he's having a sabbatical. God gives him until it overflows. And he also is extending he's expanding this prayer house so that so many people can come into, so many men of spirit can, more men of spirit can come there and have a, they can enjoy themselves in the nature. So, but he didn't spend any of the church money, even though it is for the church members. And there, because there are many people who receive healing, you know, from terminal cancers, and so many whose problems were solved. So they give to God. When they have little faith, you know, as God said, test me. You know, they test God, you know, in tithes, by giving tithes, and they receive blessings. And after that, they don't have to test God anymore. In the same way, even from other countries, they don't come empty-handed. They receiving prayer, they bring these offerings, and the prayer house is expanded, and he has invited everyone to come into spirit and come there. So it's not for himself, it is just to give joy and hope of heaven to the church members. And he's doing all these things with the blessing God has given to him. So, by giving proper whole tithe, I hope you will also be able to receive blessings like the senior pastor has received. Third, you have to give the tithe to the church from which you receive the spiritual bread. In most cases, it's the same with the church you attend, but you have to give your tithe to the church where you actually receive the spiritual bread and where you your faith can grow up, because that is the church where you belong, where your spirit belongs. It should be the church that helps you go into spirit and leads you to New Jerusalem. That is the church from which you receive a spiritual bread. Suppose you have terminal cancer and you get treatment and get healed in a general hospital. But there is a small hospital in your own town. And can you pay the hospital bills to this little hospital because you feel pity? Also, for students, where do the students pay their tuition to? It's the school they learn. So it's the same. Of course, for other offerings, like Thanksgiving offerings or construction offerings, you can give to as you like. You can give in any so many other churches as you like. Suppose you attend a revival meeting in another church and receive the blessings, and you can give Thanksgiving offerings to that church. But you have to give the tithe. to the church from which you receive spiritual blessing. And fourth, you have to give tithe under each individual's name. For example, you cannot give tithe for husband and wife. In many households, you know, the husbands work and wives are housewives. In this case, they might think the wife doesn't have any substantial income, any actual income. So they might think they will give under husband and wife's, both husband and wife's name, but they can't do that. You know, tithes are supposed to be given for each individual's income. Because the husband is working, there's a lot of tithe. And the wife, they might be able to give only a little. But it doesn't mean they will have different blessings. The income of the husband has to be given under husband's name. And income of the wife, it has to be given under wife's name. In heaven, husband and wife, they will live together. Each individual will be given each house and land, and rewards will be all individually given. So whatever you give on this earth, you have to give under each individual's name. Of course, there are spiritual husbands and wives and spiritual families. They will not be separated in heaven. Because you will give, you will pray hard and give tithes, and so most probably you'll be very close to each other in heaven. Of course, you can't have exactly same measure of faith. But if there is a, if there is one who is lagging behind in faith among the family members, these other family members will try to lead him and or her, and they will try to go to the good, same good dwelling place in heaven. So to do that, a family worship service is very important. When senior pastor was a new believer, God let him know about the importance of a family worship service. By offering family worship service, the family members can have a similar measure of faith. If one of the family members has very low measure of faith, it's not something good. So by having family worship services, they can help each other. The whole family can help each other to have at least a similar level of faith. If there is any shortage, they can talk about it together and they can help each other. So before the opening of the church, the senior pastor, when he went on a mountain prayer or something, we had a family worship with our mother, Mrs. Lee. And when he was here, he had led the family worship, and sometimes we were taking turns in doing the prayer in the service. It was, they told me, before I went to school, I was, when I was praying, I would listen to the words, the vocabulary that parents and these sisters, my elder sisters, used, and I would just repeat them, even though I didn't know what they actually meant. So they thought it was cute. And one time, Pastor Myung Lee, we heard one time, I heard on Sunday, in the church, I heard a prayer saying, thank you for letting us have this service on this Sabbath, on this Lord's Day. And I quoted the same exact word, on the Sabbath, on the Lord's Day. Then when we were having family worship, then the senior pastor would explain to us what the Sabbath actually meant. Of course, after the church was opened, we couldn't really have a family worship service. But before that, we had family worship at least once a month, and he would give us advice, and he taught us too. So in every family, I hope you will also have a family worship at least once in a couple of weeks or in a month. Then please do so. And you can share the Word of God, you can share the messages of the senior pastor, and the one who has the highest level of faith, he or she can give the sermon message, a short message, you know, urging each other to go into spirit. If one is so that one of the family members will not fall behind and go to a lower dwelling place in heaven. Fleshly families won't have anything to do with each other in heaven. But if you are spiritual family members, if you are spiritual husband and wife, then you will live a happy life together in heaven too. Of course, we will not live together, you know, when one does in the same house, but because every individual will have each one's house, unless it is a paradise. But if all family members, suppose all family members, they went to a good dwelling place in heaven, you know, in heaven, so you know you were family members on earth. You know that all the biological relationships. But in heaven, all those biological relationships do not matter anymore. But because you still know that she was your wife, he was your husband, and he was your son, and she was your mother, you have more feelings for each other. You are more thankful. You will, of course, serve each other more. And of course, you will visit them more often. And you can also talk about the things that happened on this earth. So this is what you're supposed to do, become spiritual family. And briefly, Senior Pastor mentioned about fleshly couples and spiritual couples. Spiritual couples will support each other so that they can work for God more, they can increase their faith more. They will help each other. And if one of the couples is not able to cut off the worldly habits or worldly pleasure, they'll help each other to be able to do that, to be able to cut them off and quit them. And if the wife is working late for the kingdom of God, even though she comes home late, the husband will not complain about it. But rather they will just support each other so that they can work harder and for the kingdom of God. But fleshly couples will not do that. They will just seek their own. They will try to stop each other, stop their spouse from going to church, maybe prayer. Can you just not go to prayer tonight? We have this meeting, you know, couples meeting. And they will just try to be together only physically. So, do not just become family on this earth, but become a spiritual family so that you can all be together in the everlasting kingdom of heaven. This is true love. Fleshly family, fleshly couples, they will not have nothing to do with each other in heaven. There will be nobody to each other. One of the part that you have to give your tithe on the individual name. Sometimes the wife gives tithe under their husband's name with faith. So through that kind of act, God can give their husbands some more chances to be saved. But what is more important is you have to evangelize them first. It is not a whole tithe. You know, if your husband is not a believer, you know, to give tithes under his name. But God can, seeing your act, God can, you know, help your husband God can give them more chances. God can give him more chances. But it's not really a whole tithe.
그러면 아버지 하나님께서 아직 구원받지 못한 남편이라 할지라도 지켜주시고 보호해주시고
Maybe God can protect your husbands. And after that kind of time passes, you know, when you give offerings from the husband's income, and it, with the mutual agreement, some unbelieving husbands, they acknowledge the fact that through their wife's prayer and God's help, they receive more blessings, and they can support their wives to go to church and pray and give offerings. And eventually, you know, the husbands also become believers. So the wives, they gave offerings from the income of the husbands. So the husbands, they receive blessings too. Later, we see these testimonies in actual lives. So if you are giving to God with the income of your husband, you don't have to feel sorry about it or anything like that. But through that, God can give your husband's blessings. And if you are giving out the fragrance of the Christ, and if you're, then your husband can also be protected. And as I said, tithes is for the blessing on this earth. So through that kind of act of the wife, the husband can be protected too. So you can also, then on top of that, you can pray for the salvation of your husband. And then once the husband becomes a believer, God can give him more blessings. So the tithes have to be given under each individual's name, but sometimes there are exceptions. Suppose there is income that is given for both husband and wife. Maybe the parents left a house before when they died for both husband and wife. So maybe they can buy a house under their both names. Maybe they can have an agreement to divide it into two halves and give the tithe under each individual's name, or they can give the whole amount, or maybe they can agree on the ratio, 6 to 4, 7 to 3. In some cases, the husband is the CEO and the wife is kind of an employee in the same company, in a small family business. And they work together, and they get the income from their shop or their family business. Then maybe the representative, the husband, can give the tithe for the 70% of the income or 60% of the income. So because they are giving the tithe for the business, God will give them blessings. Anyway, so you don't have to make it in the side of the wives, for the wives, they don't have to insist that they have to make it 50-50. In case of children too, sometimes when the children are young, the parents have to help them give the tithes under their name, and they have their allowances. So because the parents are believers, they gave the tithe from the income of the husband. So the tithe is already given. But even though the tithe is already given, when the children have the allowances, it's their income. So they have to give the tithe for that allowance. So it is the money they can spend at their own discretion. It's their income. So they have to give the tithes. So if the children are too young to give the tithes, then the parents can help them instead on behalf of them. When they give allowances, they can take out the 10%. If they get any pocket money from their relatives, they can give the tithe for them under their names. And after, if they grow up enough, and they can understand these things. You can teach them so that they can do it on their own.
그런데 여기에서 이제 자녀들이 초등학교쯤 되고 하면 11조도 하고 헌금할 수 있거든요.
And if the children they go to schools and they begin to go to schools then they can do it on their own.
헌금한다고 가져가는데요.
And sometimes they
자기 의지가 바로 서 있지 않아서
they set apart some amount and they bring it to the church to give to give as offerings to the church. But sometimes because you have to be careful because the children, they have their willpower is weak. Sometimes they bring the money as tithes, but then they buy something, you know, for snacks. You know, they don't give the offerings. So you should be watching them. I'm not saying you have to like check them every week and you know, watch them, scold them all the time, but you have to see how they are doing. So in the next session, I will continue to explain how to give proper whole tithes. Let me conclude the message. Maybe you think it's too complicated, but as I said, if you love God in giving tithes, it's not hard at all. It's not difficult at all. There was a church, a certain church in the United States, in the Sunday school. It was offering time, and all the children, they were giving offerings, and there was one kid, a boy, who just closed his eyes and was not giving any offerings. The Sunday school teacher called him and asked him in private why. And he said that because his family was too poor to give any offerings and for him to be able to give any offerings. And he was just praying. And the teacher asked him what he was praying for. And he said he would be able to give his mind and heart and body for God's kingdom. The teacher was moved and he gave him some money so that he could give a dollar every week. So he gave $1 every week as offering, but then he stopped. The teacher asked him again in private why, and he said, I changed the money into, broke it into $1 bills and I hid it. And, I wanted to give a dollar every week, but, I had too much temptation. I wanted to buy snacks and everything. So I didn't want to do that, so I gave the whole thing to God. And he is missionary Underwood who came to South Korea. And his missionary work became the foundation of establishing so many churches in Korea. And how many souls has he saved? And how great will his rewards be in heaven? And the Father God accepts this kind of heart. You know, by loving God, you give what you consider the most precious to God without any sparing. 2 Corinthians 9:10 says, Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. So God gives us things, income, so we can give to God. So it is our joy that we can give to God. And I hope you will be thankful for having something to be able to give to God. And to those who love God and give to Him, God gives them. For those who are willing to give their good things to God, God can give them heavenly kingdom, heavenly rewards, heavenly houses, and He lets us enjoy beautiful things. But as in this message, if you give whole tithe, then you can receive blessings on this earth too. So pile up your rewards in the storehouse of heaven where there's no moth or rotting. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you will live a life full of blessings. Let's pray together, thinking about the message.
11조의 방법에 대해 말씀드렸습니다. 온전한 11조는 첫째, 총수입에서 11조를 떼야 한다 말씀하셨습니다. 11조는 현금뿐 아니라 물건으로 받은 현물도 포함되며 또한 각종 모든 수입을 총 수입으로 하여 11조를 떼야 한다 하였습니다. 또 11조는 다른 예물과 구별하여 11조를 별도로 드려야 하며 또한 11조는 자신의 영의 양식을 공급받는 교회에 드리되 각자의 이름으로 드려야 한다 말씀드렸습니다. 혹여 이 말씀대로 행하지 못한 것이 있다면 이제는 바르게 아버지 행하여서 넘치는 축복을 받게 하시고 11조는 이 땅에 넘치는 축복을 주신다 하셨으니 그와 같이 많은 복을 받아 이제는 또한 각종 헌물로 하늘의 상급도 쌓아갈 수 있는 성도님들 되게 하여 주옵소서. 감사를 드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통하여 당회장님의 환자를 위한 기도를 받으실 때
We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Father God of love, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials, from head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and work with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness, darkness. Go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.